Cleopatra. Cleopatra Ptolemy was born in 68 BC. She was very clever, not only beautiful. She spoke 9 languages, wrote books, and made her country very rich. When she was a child, she lived with her father, Ptolemy VII, and many babysitters. Her father usually got her what she wanted and spoiled her, since Egypt was very rich. Her father died on the spring of 51 BC. She took over the throne in 50 BC, shortly before her father died. She started ruling when she was 19 in 50 BC and finished in 30 BC. Many people attempted to murder her, including many of her sisters. Her older sister was supposed to be the queen, but Cleopatra proved herself much more intelligent and better at ruling the country, since she was a top politician. She also met Julius Caesar. They fell in love. Sadly, after a few years, he died. But after a few years, Cleopatra met Mark Antony, and they fell in love as well. Mark thought Cleopatra had betrayed him and joined the enemy, Octavian's side, and when she got the news, she was so scared that Mark Antony was going to kill her, she told her servants to tell him that she killed herself. Mark was so upset that he got his personal assassin to stab him. But when the time came, he couldn't do it, and the assassin stabbed himself. So Mark Antony tried to stab himself, but made a big mess. He was bleeding and weak. When Cleopatra came to know this, she was destroyed. She sent a message to Octavian. She wanted to be buried with him. Octavian understood this message straight away, but when he sent his guards to stop her, it was too late. They found Cleopatra dead on a golden couch, dressed as the goddess of Isis, goddess forever, with 2 ladies dead at her feet. This is how Cleopatra wanted her people to remember her. Most people think she died of an ASP bite, but no one is quite sure. As her last wish, she was buried with Mark Antony.